Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, how are you, Tony?
It's good to talk with you again. The last couple of years, me and my family and my friends have just decided when it comes to summer vacations, we're going to explore Michigan more. We're going to keep the money here in town. And obviously, for a lot of folks, the money is just not where it used to be when it comes to taking summer vacations. And in a story that you write in the Detroit Free Press, you talk about how summer travelers have been battling the rising cost of airfares and other costs. And I thought of you when I saw that story, because I remember you predicted the last time we talked, when gas prices affect travel, that's going to keep people closer to home.
That's right. I mean, it's hard to know, because when we talked, this story was written a couple days ago, and just in the last day, I don't know if you've been following it, but oil prices have plunged in the last couple days. So it's possible that all the worry and anxiety about driving the summer may be a little bit overstated. We don't really know what the gas prices will be when we get to June or July.
Well, despite airlines adding baggage fees and meal fees and fees you've never even heard of, we may be paying as much as 15% by midsummer for airline tickets.
That's right. And, you know, airline tickets are a slightly different thing than gas. Gas prices you see at the pump immediately, right? You know, you're going to see it go up a few cents, down a few cents. Airfares are a little bit different because, you know, as we all know, sometimes when they raise airfares, they don't come back down. I mean, they just stay there. So the, whatever reason it was that they raised those airfares, they may not lower them back when the gas prices go down. Now, it's interesting. I just looked up this morning, from Capital City Airport there in Lansing. You are lucky there because you have a new airline called Sun Country. I think they started last year flying out of there. And I was just looking, and, you know, it really depends on where you fly. If you fly, say, like Delta from Lansing to Chicago, it's going to cost you about $450 round trip. Now, that's ridiculous. But if you're flying Sun Country, you can fly to Minneapolis round trip for $244. They're now flying Washington, D.C. for round trip for as low as $179. So, you know, it depends on the airline, it depends on when you go, and it depends on what airport you're flying out of. So, you know, it just because you hear these dire reports may not mean that your particular trip should be canceled.
In your story, you talk about fees we've never heard of. What are those?
There are a lot of hidden fees. Like if you try to cancel your flight or change your flight, we all heard of change fees. They're as much as $150 now. Flying unaccompanied minors, it's over $100 each way. Flying pets, different sizes of baggage. You know, if you bring, like, not the first bag or the second bag, if you fly the third bag or a bag over 50 pounds, all of these things can just add up a lot when you, to an airfare.
When we talk about traveling, are we traveling as much this year as we did last year? Where do those numbers stand, do you know?
Well, there are predictions that travel within Michigan will go up about 3% this year. That's not huge, but it's in the right direction. And I really do think that if gas prices moderate slightly, as long as they're not over $4 a gallon or even hovering around that, and the weather's good, I think we'll see a real good summer here in Michigan.
Well, you talk about traveling and vacationing in Michigan. I just wanted to get your take, Ellen. Do you think that the Travel Michigan program, when we see those commercials, do you think they help to lure folks, not only in Michigan, to stay in Michigan, but people out state to come here and vacation?
Yes, I do. I do think they work. We have about 4 or 5 years of data now. I think it's about maybe 4 years. And what they have shown is they have attracted a lot of people from outside the state to come into our state. That really helped us when The economy was so bad in Michigan, and no one in Michigan was traveling. So it kept a lot of our businesses afloat during that time. Now they can advertise Pure Michigan. They have the money to advertise Pure Michigan in the state. And I do think that it has an effect. Yes, I do think it's working.
We're talking with Ellen Krieger from the Detroit Free Press. She's the travel writer on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. You write that travel researchers at Michigan State University predicted Michigan tourism could rise 3% with spending up 4%. So that's pretty good news.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. These predictions, anyone who's ever made any prediction, the mistake people make, and let's just take gas prices for a minute. And in 2008, I don't know if you remember, but people predicted, they saw gas prices rising, and then they just predicted they were going to keep rising to the stratosphere and ruin everyone's trips forever. And that didn't happen. Gas prices did come back down. And I think we're seeing the same thing this year. So, you know, all these predictions of what's going to happen, or what, you know, a lot of it has to do with the weather. You know, vacations make a lot of difference. Last summer, we had great weather, and so tourism in Michigan did pretty well. If it pours rain all summer and it's freezing cold, it will suffer.
All right. Ellen Krieger is the Detroit Free Press travel writer. Go to freep.com and look up Ellen. Thanks so much.
Sure. Thanks, Tony.